KVNO turns 50 this year, and to celebrate, we're featuring an interview each month with someone who has been an important part of KVNO's history, our current operations, or our future. Today on Arts at 8:30, we feature part of an interview I conducted with Dr. Michael Hilt, Dean of the College of Communication, Fine Arts, and Media at the University of Nebraska at Omaha. Dean Hilt has been at UNO for nearly 33 years and a part of the KVNO family for 15. I first asked Dean Hilt for his thoughts on KVNO as a part of the UNO campus.
I would say the evolution of KVNO has been from one that was a community radio station to one that not just encompasses the community, but also the campus. We are obviously affiliated with UNO, and we're housed in the middle of the Dodge Street campus, but it's more than that. You talk to anyone who works at UNO, they know of KVNO, and they take pride in KVNO. You listen to KVNO, I've heard such an evolution in terms of the quality of the sound on the radio. Of course, the announcers, also the music, and our ability through technology to have improved in all of those areas. No one ever wants to say they're at the top of the mountain, but we're on our way, and it's obvious when you have spent any time listening to 90.7.
Why do you think it's really important for a community like Omaha to have a station like KVNO?
I think those that listen to KVNO want to know that they're listening to a friend. We have announcers now that I don't know that we would have imagined we would have had previously, but here they are, and they want to be here, and they want to serve the audience. So I think that what you hear on KVNO is really a group of people who care about the message, who care about the music, and want to deliver it in a way that all can enjoy.
One of the goals of KVNO is to really shine a light on the excellent arts community in Omaha. What do you see the value is there for these arts organizations?
KVNO has always had an affiliation with the arts organizations in Omaha. I think I can pinpoint when that affiliation began to strengthen and grow, and that's with the creation of my college. The College of Communication, Fine Arts, and Media, created in 2005, KVNO became a part of an academic college. Up to that point, it had never been part of a college. Why is that important? Well, my college includes what? Music, art, theater, creative writing, journalism, broadcasting. Obviously, KVNO fits right in there, not just in terms of the technology and what we do at a radio station, but also the content. And you are then able to grow on campus as well as the community.
How do you see that we can strengthen these ties with the campus community here?
You've done so much already. I think what we need to continue to do is emphasize that, yes, KVNO is on the air. We have community partners. We want campus partners, and we want those campus partners to understand and know that we're here for them. And I would say this, 50 years on the air is something to be proud of. It's an accomplishment. It is not a small task. And for the KVNO to say, we've been on the air since 1972, here we are, and we're still going strong, and we are still part of the Omaha community, and we're part of the UNO campus, and we're a crucial part of everything that goes on in your life, and all of the arts and the music and all the wonderful things you understand and know about Omaha, you can find right here on KVNO. I think that means so much. And sometimes I think people have a perception, well, you play classical music and envision, you know, we all walk around in tweed jackets with patches on our elbows, smoking a pipe or something along those lines. We have fun, and classical music should be entertaining. I think what I would ask people to do when they listen to KVNO is to do it with a smile on your face, because it should be fun.
That's Dr. Michael Hilt, Dean of the College of Communication, Fine Arts, and Media at the University of Nebraska at Omaha, sharing his thoughts on KVNO, celebrating 50 years of bringing the world's greatest music to the Omaha Metro. From the Arts Desk, I'm Sherry Kennedy Brownrigg.